Justin Tipa is with us, and Justin's proudly from Moiraki. The Moiraki Boulders restaurant and gift shop has been bought by Turunang o Moiraki, which will take over the restaurant as of the 5th, which is Friday, I think. And this will be Moiraki Limited's first active business purchase since being established in 02 and focusing on investment. Justin is the kaiwhakahaere at Turunang o Ngaitahu, but also the kaiwhakahaere at Turunang o Moiraki, and he's with us for a kōrero. Kia ora anō e hoa hoki maira e Justin, ko Dale tēnei.
Hey, morena Dale.
Tēnā koe, brother. Good to talk with you. The Boulders restaurant, did that used to be Fleur's, or is that something else?
No, that's something else. So Fleur's restaurant was in the village. The Boulders restaurant sits on State Highway 1 there, just above the Boulders there on the beach and by Hamden.
Beautiful. It's a significant purchase. Who owned it prior to the local Māori whānau deciding to take it over? What's the backdrop to the restaurant, Justin?
Oh, look, it's changed hands a number of times over the years. Most recently, it was owned by a local whānau that have, you know, they own a number of businesses down here on the North Otago / Otago. But look, this is the first opportunity that we've had to purchase a business in the district in some time, and look, we're really excited about that.
Tell us what the plan is for the business and why it was a strategic investment, Justin.
Oh, look, for a long time we've been looking at opportunities to reaffirm and reassert our identity on the landscape within the Waitaki district and within our tribal rohe. And we've been looking at opportunities at, you know, creating affordable housing opportunities, employment opportunities, and this was the next step, and it's really a flagstone investment for us. It's a big opportunity. It's a key site and something that we hope will help create employment opportunities for different whānau members that are returning home.
Yeah, tēnā koe. Can we talk that through? I mean, obviously, you want people from Moiraki to be the kaimahi at the business. It's a great shop front, literally, for Māori interests in and around Moiraki, but all in the hospo trade has risks as well. So, Justin, why is this going to be a successful vehicle to whakamana the haukainga from Moiraki?
Oh, look, we've got skin in the game. This is a key site for us in terms of our whakapapa. I think a business that is based on manaakitanga, our values of feeding people, looking after people, hosting people, it's a natural fit and a natural cultural fit. So we're hoping that, you know, we'll enjoy commercial success in the business, but also the social opportunities that come about through owning a business like this. So this is really just part of a wider plan. So, look, we're looking to keep all the current staff on and look for other opportunities. But, look, it's just the first step in a wider plan. So we're actively looking for businesses and investments within the district. So this is just really that first cab off the rank.
Tēnā koe. Last time I visited Moiraki, Justin, and it was some years ago, but it's still very quaint. You know, an old village of batches, and it had some appeal too, to me anyway, because of the sort of humble nature of a lot of what was there. I'm just wondering whether big money's rolled into town and big, you know, garish three-story numbers instead of the fibro batches that made the community so intimate and special.
Oh, look, there's still plenty of those batches and cribs around Dale, and it's still that underdeveloped, quaint feeling of the village. But look, at the same time, look, we get overwhelmed. The population absolutely quadruples in public holidays, and particularly in the summer months for fishing activities and people holidaying. But look, it's still very much got that small rural country village, fishing village feel to it. And that's what's, you know, we like that feel. We don't want to be a little Queenstown, but at the same time, we, you know, those opportunities to grow and develop and create opportunities for our whānau, we're absolutely into that.
Yeah, tēnā koe. Any hint at what they might be? You bought the restaurant. I mean, a lot of people visit here, don't they? Because the Moeraki Boulders are absolutely famous. Any idea how many people come? Or where some future, and with Kaitahu specialising and investing in tourism products, where might be some other opportunities for the local people from Moeraki to get involved in, even more extensively in the tourism sector?
Yeah, absolutely. Look, it's I'm not sure on the exact numbers, but there's a significant flow of traffic that come through the restaurant, through the gift shop and down to the Boulders. And look, there's a whole lot of opportunity to be infusing cultural elements and further business opportunities, whether that be tours or infusing our kōrero and sharing parts of our culture and our identity that currently haven't been leveraged throughout the business. So we'll absolutely be looking at all those opportunities.
Tēnā koe. And just because we haven't spoken for a bit, Justin, what about off your wider mahi as the head of the Proud Iwi of Ngaitahu? What's coming across your desk that might be interesting to our peeps up here?
Oh, look, we're just trucking along, Dale. It's, you know, there's obviously the reacting and trying to stay ahead of the game with all the changes that are coming out of central government. But look, at the same time, we're just getting on and doing us and focusing on those opportunities and those kaupapa that are important to Ngaitahu.
All the best, mate. Looking forward to visiting your proud community. You grew up there, didn't you, at Moeraki, Justin?
Yeah, between Moeraki and the Waitaki Valley, and up and around all Marama. So, yeah, now this is certainly my stomping ground and love being home.
Ka pai. I hope the restaurant goes well. Be worth popping in if you're ever down those ways here, Homa. And joining us, Justin Tipa from Moeraki, also the head of the Rūnanga Whangaitahu. Mauri ora kia koe, Justin. Good catching up again.
You too.
Thanks, brother. Thanks very much.